On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you show the fight. Rainy days, Mondays, always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
If it's Monday, it must be Victoria Tory Lagarde Day, and she doesn't. And here she is. My God,
here
I didn't see you there. I did not see you.
I'm tiny.
There she is.
I'm a ninja.
She's a ninja.
I'm a little ninja.
She's a ninja.
I'm a little stealth.
It's a Jewish man talk. She's a ninja. What do you want from her?
I am. I wear black a lot. You can't see my face so good.
What do you want from the lady?
Because people want to pick on physical things on people. And it's, you know what? Let me just bring this up because this is what I was going to talk about besides this.
Yeah.
Was that when you like get in an argument with someone, I think the lowest thing you can do is attack their physical attributes or lack of attributes.
You mean like the president does?
You know what? I have never done that, Ron. You know where I go?
I don't either.
I go to character. I go, you know what? Yeah. I go more intellectual because to me, it's petty and mean. It's the meanest thing you can do is to pick on someone's physical shortcomings.
You can say to them, you're an asshole.
Sure.
Or you're a bitch, but you can't.
If you start saying, calling them names about how they look.
That's just cheap.
I've never done that. And I think that's mean. Yeah. That's called a mean person.
Mean.
There's no kindness in a person that does that.
The only reason for doing that is to hurt a person.
Exactly.
And
really.
You're not stating what
they can't
actual
change
problem
that.
Is.
If I'm calling on someone's character, maybe they can change that and turn it around.
Well, it's the character that's pissed you off. It's not the face
exactly.
That's pissed
you off. Mean and petty.
Yeah. And that's exactly what the president does continually. McConnell and Trump and Pence should be, I don't know, they should be put somewhere.
Well, there's a new guy that just got in trouble, the Russian thing.
Yes. Well, he's not quite new. Is it Roger Stone?
Yeah, Roger Stone. It's not new, but, you know, I'm hearing more about it right now.
Yeah, lifelong friend of Donald Trump actually
right
advises
under the bus.
Him.
Right under the bus.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently getting information from WikiLeaks, which stole information. Or was hooked up to Russia that stole the information, I should say. WikiLeaks is the go-between.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger Stone is the person that constantly talked to WikiLeaks and said, when are you releasing this? When are you releasing that?
Mm-hmm.
Orchestration.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just, you know, Mueller, do something fast, will you please?
The suspense is killing me.
Every day
I
that
hope
you,
it lasts. Yeah. It's not Oscar Wilde.
Every day you don't, people don't get paid, and every day you don't, this guy throws his country to the enemies on a platter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway,
Hi.
See you. Good to see you once again.
Did you talk about this story? Because this has you written all over. I figure you must have talked about this in my absence, because it's just what I read, that they're the flying car. Boeing has a flying car now.
I'm not aware of that, no.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, Ron must have talked about this, but let me bring it up anyway.
No.
It can only go about 50 miles so far. It's electric, but they have already a prototype of an electric car. Can you imagine? That's your Jetsons thing.
Yes.
So they said by 2023, that's a little ways off, isn't it? But not real far.
Not a lot. No, that's nothing.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
But, well, by 2020, they're talking about an air taxi. But who can afford that? I mean, I don't know. This air taxi that will take you, you know, this flying car, instead of like a regular taxi, get an air taxi. We're really getting places, don't you think? What do you think? You know, I know you don't like self-driving cars, but what do you think about air taxis?
Well, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because insurance costs are going to be phenomenal.
Phenomenal. There's no roads. It's all sky. How do you even know where you're going? I mean, if you take a turn, there's not a lane, right?
No,
you could just crash. You could crash.
You could
into a tree.
Can you imagine air road rage?
going through someone's roof.
It's bad enough. Yes.
Ron, you'd be scared about your house. You'd have to get more house insurance.
You can't.
Home insurance.
And I can't afford that. And airports, you can't go around certain facilities. I mean, it would just be.
But they're doing it, Ron. Can't. Boeing. You better talk to Boeing then. They're already on this.
Well, Boeing can do all they want.
Musk guy is already working on Elon Musk. I bet he's doing stuff too. He's off on another planet, man. Though.
Don't see it happening.
Well,
I don't.
It's happening.
You know, remember the supersonic jet that
went SST?
From
went
from France.
Speed of sound.
Yeah, stopped off at the Charles. You know that guy?
Yeah. The wealthy could go on there.
And why did that stop?
It was too expensive.
And there were some incidents. There were some crashes. And as soon as that second crash happened, that thing is gone and history. One crash from the stupid little electric Airbus thing, and you're done.
Air taxi. It's just a small thing. It's not long. It's a car.
I don't care. The driver's probably going to have a name with no vowels in it.
He'll be watching TV. Right. They say he's deaf. Just use sign language. When you have to tell him where to go.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Do you hear that SSD coming at us? Oh, wait. But you know.
Hold on.
Fast trains, bullet trains in Japan.
Yes,
dude, those are going fast.
Yes,
we never got those here.
Correct,
why?
Correct.
Why?
The bullet trains?
We're bigger than Japan.
We don't know how to do this stuff. We don't know how to do this.
Landmass geography, we're bigger than Japan.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
But. We're not bigger than China.
Well, we got the Amtrak trains that can go maybe 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, but this is a freaking
bullet. It's a bullet.
So what's wrong with that? That's like SST on the ground.
How do I know?
They're still doing it. There were no crashes, right? Were there?
I don't know. Maybe there are, but they don't tell people.
No. The internet tells us everything. Things we don't even want to know.
Yeah.
If you look in the right places, you'll wish you didn't.
Well, I don't understand that because there are plenty of accidents in this country for some. Maybe we're just stupid here, but we get into plenty of accidents here.
It's all lobbying and money and what company or corporation is going to get rich.
Yeah.
Is there money in it? Maybe they'll tap into it.
No.
And if like the oil, there's more money in oil right now than wind power and solar power. So all these people already are making their money. They don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
Even though it's better for the environment, they don't care about the environment. They care about their bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We've been over this.
This isn't going to happen.
Speaking of, we've been over things. All right, this is what gets people mad. Does it get you mad? I think it gets you mad. I've seen you mad.
Well, I'm pissed now. I don't even know what I'm pissed about.
See? I knew it.
Yeah.
When someone says, yeah, you told me that, but we've talked about this before. You told me that before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah, see, you're nodding your head. Mm-hmm, my boyfriend gets mad.
Mm-hmm,
you get mad.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I do? I laugh.
Mm-hmm,
I said, really? Okay. Because I kind of think it's funny that if I've said anything three or four times,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
So why are people getting all bent out of shape, Ron?
I'll tell you why.
Tell me why. Boyfriend, listen up.
Because the people that are, you're talking about the recipients of comments that are repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's the, you're insinuating.
No, I'm talking about the other, not the recipients.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis?
The opposite of what you just said. Wait, like when you, here's an example. We've done this many times.
Let's do the Kabuki Theater.
Okay.
All right. I'll be wrong.
But no one can see.
All right, okay. we'll do it verbally.
Okay. Okay. Right, well, anyway.
You're Tori, I'll be wrong.
We've done this show for many years, Ron.
Yes, yes.
TV, radio.
Yes.
You know, all in
mm-hmm,
the pod.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I say to you, and
mm-hmm,
you remember this,
mm-hmm,
Ron, we talked about that before.
Yes.
And you roll your eyes a little, mm-hmm, and I know you, and then sometimes you say to me, well, we've talked about everything,
no,
Tori.
That's allergies, first of all.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Well, it is true. We have talked about everything.
Right. But when I say it my boyfriend, he gets a little mad. Like, you know, you told me that before.
Oh.
And he says, well, you know, I wasn't thinking. Or he gets a little offended. The word is offended.
Well, because the inference is that you have no memory.
No, the inference is he has no memory. But he admits that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes he thinks he really hasn't told me it. He believes it. So he thinks I'm just placating him saying, because I don't want to hear the story.
That's
not true.
One party is insulted by the fact that they're being chastised. Because they have a bad memory and they forgot it. And the other side is chastised because it's like you never listened to me. I said this before,
you
don't listen.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work.
How do we stop?
Just stop doing that.
Just if they're telling you the story for the fifth time, just go, oh, okay,
Gee, I never heard that before. You can be sarcastic.
I don't want to be because then I get in trouble more. So I don't know how to
that,
fix
that
this.
Happens all the time, and I do respond by saying yes, you already said that.
Okay,
but not in a one instance situation. If it's happened three or four times, that's when I say
just say it immediately.
Now, No, you got to give somebody a pass for the first time.
Okay, if, that's my problem.
But if in the space of a few days, the person says the same story, says, I got a funny story for you. You told me that yesterday. Like, do you not even know that I'm here?
Well, wait a minute. My that's good. But my boyfriend also has a fix. But the problem is he forgets the fix. Mm. The fix is, stop me if I've already told you this. But just preface it with that. I might have told you this before, but.
That would be everything. That would be everything.
That's okay.
We'd never have a conversation. I'd say it's true for everything. Stop me if I told you this, but hello.
But my name is Rod Van Dam.
Stop me if I told you this, but how are you?
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's a long story, like when I was with my Uncle Joe in 1975.
I got to tell you something.
All right.
People, stop telling long stories. Here's what happens.
Okay.
Here's what happens. Right. People never get to the punchline.
Oh, no.
And if it's a joke, I get it. It's a structure. It's a joke. You need the setup. But if it's a story, tell me. People, you know, they start, oh, the worst thing happened to me. What happened? I woke up in the morning. I brushed my teeth. I went downstairs, had some coffee, as I usually do. Oh. Then I walked the door. This goes on for 10 minutes, and then I yell, and I say, but what happened? Get to the point. Why don't you start by telling me what happened, and then backtrack if we're going to have
flashbacks.
Conversation. Yes.
Yeah.
But if I'm not interested, just tell me the bottom line. No.
And the lady fell out of the plane.
Yes.
You can't start it that way, Ron. Just can't. Sorry.
Yesterday, a lady fell out of the plane. Let me tell you how that happened.
Wow, what? I'm riveted.
Well, I would be riveted.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're going to start by, I woke up and I brushed my teeth.
No. The other day, I was walking down the street.
Some people tell stories like everything that comes out of their mouth is gold. You know, and that's, boy, do I know how to tell a story. Listen to this.
Oh, no.
And it goes but on and
usually
on
old.
And on and on.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no.
Young people, too.
Oh, yes.
Millenniums?
Ooh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I got to get out more.
Not if you're going to run into them.
Nope.
That's awful.
Aw. Well, so I guess there's no fix. You just got to say, oh, really? Tell me more. Just tell me. Just sit there and take it, man. Bend over.
The point is, you can't get pissed about it. You have to do it in a nice way. For example.
No, they're pissed. Oh, yeah, you mean do it in the night way. So,
yeah,
nice way. Sorry, honey. I think you might have told me this story before.
Yes.
That's
nice. Yeah.
They still I laugh because you told me that. Every time we go by that, I go, I do it, don't I? I don't know why I do that.
Yeah, there's ways of saying everything at the same point.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yes,
is that it? Okay.
Yes,
story. Yes, you know that. Yes, stop being ridiculous.
Come on.
Okay.
Here's a story. This is a Costco story.
Ooh, I've been there. I'm not a member.
No.
They don't want a member like me.
I would never be a member of the place that...
Groucho Marx. Right.
Yes. All right. Here's my Costco story. So, well, woke up yesterday, brushed my teeth.
I'm going to kill you.
Costco is selling 27-pound buckets of macaroni and cheese, and they claim that for a normal family, this can last for...
Yeah, I think I heard the story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
For some reason, and this is how harmful macaroni and cheese actually is, it remains edible for 20 years.
No. That's like a Twinkie.
There must be some stuff in there.
That preservative.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want it.
It's horrible. They've actually run out because it's so popular.
You know what? It's for the apocalypse. People are waiting. That's why they're buying it. They're stockpiling it.
20 years.
Stockpiling it.
It will. I get.
50 years. This planet's not going to make it past 50 years. I'm telling you, the food's running out. That's a fact. Look into it.
So the point is, there's an apocalypse. Everything around you is destroyed. And you sit back and go, well, at least I have macaroni and cheese. I mean, seriously.
And other things. They'll probably store other things.
Maybe beans.
I don't know.
The membership warehouse at the Costco stores now sell this 27. It's in a mop bucket.
I think Colbert talked about it. It was disgusting.
Oh, okay. It's $89.99. Not $90. It's $89.99.
Well, you know, maybe for a picnic.
Yeah.
You know, you have a church picnic. Can you just buy it for that?
Well, that would be it. Yes, you can get 180 servings of chef's banquet.
That's
macaroni
very expensive,
and cheese.
Though. Why is it so much money? It's macaroni and cheese.
That's correct.
Why is it $90? What are you talking about? It's pasta.
The cheese could
spaghetti. 99 cents a buck.
It's the cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, you eat a bucket of that stuff, and you ain't going to the bathroom for 20 years.
Having a spoonful of that. It sounds dangerous.
It's vile.
It's vile. I'll make my own fresh right then and eat it then. Yeah. I don't need to save it. There's no saving it.
You can let it harden and build a garage. I mean, it's really awful.
Al dente.
I walk through Costco sometimes in wonderment that, and I see, and the people in there look normal, but they're not.
Why are they not?
Because none of these people have seven children, do they? I mean, seriously.
Maybe one person.
There's a lot of seniors, and I'm telling you, I don't see seniors like taking in this much food.
Well, no, but what's the, that's true. What's the difference? They just want to save money. It's the depression. It's leftover. But what's the difference between BJ's and Costco's and Sam's Club then? Aren't they all just club things where you buy in bulk? Is there a better deal?
I don't want to be prejudiced. Yes, it's the same concept.
Okay.
But the clientele differs.
I was a member of Sam's Club in Florida, mm-hmm. and that's what it sounds like. It was a Walmart branch off. Mm-hmm. It's a big Walmart.
It's Walmart with big items.
Yeah,
in it.
Sam's Club.
That's all.
Sam Walmart.
Yeah.
Walton, what's his name? Something. Sam Walton.
It's not Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not Walmart. Yeah. It's Walton. Sam Walton.
Sam Walton. No, that was the Waltons.
Yeah.
Was it
Sam? Wasn't
he
one of the Waltons? Yeah. John Boy?
That
Sam?
Was him. Oh, he had
Sam
big,
and John Boy?
John Boy fascinated me.
Richard Thomas.
He had that big freckle on his face.
His name is Mole. Richard Thomas.
Was a mole?
He played a bad guy in this TV movie I'll never forget in the 70s. It really terrified me. Yeah. Of this pregnant lady. And she was staying with Patty Duke. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, Patty Duke was her widow's mother and widower. The guy she was married to died. And she went to stay with the family. She's ready to have a baby. And she had the baby in the house. And John Boy is like a psychopath.
Yeah.
And he was like, found the baby.
Yeah.
After she had it, she's trying to hide it in the attic. Oh my God, I'm even getting scared. Talking about it.
Good for him for being casted in a role
that he wasn't a good guy. Yeah. He was a horrible psychopath.
Yeah. It's that dot on his face.
Yeah. Well, if it was in the middle of his eyes, he could have been an Indian guy.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
No, it was off to the side. Like Robert De Niro has one. They can be good.
Yeah, De Niro's wasn't as big as
I don't know.
This one.
Maybe not.
This is a good size one.
I would have had that taken off. I can't have anything like that on my face.
Look at what Jackson bleached his whole face. You know,
I thought that was a disease.
What, Jackson?
Yeah, like vitiligo. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
That's afraid of heights.
It is. I think I saw that movie. Alfred Hitchcock, right?
That's right.
Tippi Hedren? Oh, Kim Novak. Ah.
Aha, it was Kim Novak.
Have you ever seen them together at the same time? It's the same person.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
He had a passion for his female leads.
The blondes, the beautiful blondes. Eve St. Marie, Eve St. Marie.
Eva St. Marie, what a creepy guy Hitchcock was, though, huh? I mean,
but
maybe.
There's a movie. Did you ever see the movie?
Yes, I did. There were a few of them.
Was this Anthony Hopkins?
There was a TV movie and there's a theatrical movie.
Right.
And it explored like how creeped this guy was.
And I wonder how accurate those are. Do they take dramatic license with those? I mean, he's not around to dispute or.
I would assume that they're accurate.
Okay.
I mean, look at what happens in the show business now with all the scandals and.
The casting couch and.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Molesting.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, look at Bill Cosby. Now I've read a story that his wife, Camille, I think it is.
Oh, Camilla's the one from England.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
I can't keep them all
that's
straight.
That's the Bulls.
It's the haircut.
That's the Bulls. Haircut, right, the Bulls. Camille, Cosby's wife, apparently was aware of all these situations with the girls.
Yeah, they look the other way.
And not even look the other way. She actually
encouraged it?
Yes, she actually served finger sandwiches.
Oh,
something.
No,
I don't know if that's the case. That's what I heard. This is internet stuff, but she certainly was aware of this stuff.
She got the money. That's all that matters sometimes in these rich marriages and
love,
society.
You know, they say love is blind, and I always thought I could never, love is not, it can never be that blind when your partner is actually doing horrific things.
I won't even settle for a little texting.
I mean, neither.
You talking about that stuff?
But
stop that right now.
You know, like we're these nasty people. Yes, I would die. I would jump off the mountain with this guy if he jumped off. No, I would not jump off a mountain with anybody, no matter how much I loved him.
No.
Because that's not a mountain job for
me.
You
can't even climb a mountain, Ron. What are you talking about?
You
have no
interest
in that.
Other ways to get
you don't
up
like
there.
Mountains.
I think you can drive up and then jump off if you really wanted to. But I wouldn't go with somebody else. Said, how much do you love me enough
well,
to jump
used
off
to
a
say,
mountain
They
with
used
me?
To say bridge. Jump off a bridge. I don't know if the mountain got involved. I think you're twerking it a little.
Yeah, I think I'm
I like the bridge thing because the bridge things happen a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So my brother was at a rest stop in New Hampshire driving. You know, there's rest stops in all places. That's a popular one, apparently. Mm-hmm. You go in to use the bathroom.
Yes.
It's a true story. And he went to dry his hands in under the dryer, and they worked.
Mm-hmm.
This other guy came along to dry his hands, and it didn't work.
Oh, no.
And there were a whole row of dryers, and tried them all. Didn't work for the guy. My brother tried, worked all for him.
Really?
And do you know what it was? True story, and you can actually look this up because I did later because I couldn't believe it. The man was African American. His hands were dark. There's a sensor on some of them, not all, the cheaper ones, right? The new ones don't have that problem, apparently, but it's also with soap dispensers and apparently hand dryers.
I thought they worked for motion, no?
No, it's a light. In the old ones, they had a light thing, and it couldn't sense darkness. Go to YouTube and punch in racist hand dryer or something, and it shows a guy with white hands and a guy with black hands.
Really?
And it won't work. It's a weird old-fashioned sensor that in some of these old places. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It's mental.
It sounds like it's the other way around, where the older ones would be motion and the newer ones would be a laser.
I don't know which it is. Maybe I'm wrong, but one of them only senses
motion. That's the light thing.
But still, they're connected, motion and light. If it's not seeing it, if it's a dark room and you're putting something dark under something, it's not going to see it anyway. It needs light.
Correct.
And the white hand is a type of light.
Just do it by itself.
Well, and that's why the new ones are whatever. Now they're working, but some of them did. My brother was my brother was a little embarrassed. I feel bad for the guy because we figured out that's exactly what the problem was. I know. So some New Hampshire rest stop. I don't know. You better get your act together up there.
New Hampshire, you figure Mississippi, maybe.
Well, you know, this was Atlanta, the one on TV.
Yeah,
there was the on the YouTube. I mean, was the hand soap one?
Odd.
It was Atlanta, I think.
So. Odd stuff.
I know, it's pretty ridiculous, but that's one of my topics.
Interesting story.
Yeah, look
you
it up.
Should have started with you getting out of
open
bed.
Open with that, yeah.
Yeah. Would have been
lady
pretty
fell
cool.
out of the plane. I don't know.
Hey, two nuns in Los Angeles walked into a bar. No, two nuns in Los Angeles who worked for decades at a Catholic school in California embezzled $500,000.
Whoa.
And then constantly took trips to Las Vegas.
Oh, no, and they had a gambling problem.
Yeah.
No, these nuns, what's going on?
And people are shocked that nuns would do something like that.
They're human.
And I remind people, look what the priests do.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're just people. You know what? Gambling's an addiction. It's a
mm-hmm.
serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
I see it firsthand where I work. And not everyone has it, but some people you can see because they just, $20 are flying around. 20, 20, 20, 20. This scratch ticket's going to help. That one's going to get it. That one's going to get it. It's just psychological. There's something going on.
It is a disease. It's a matter of it's a habit that you can't kick. Mm-hmm. It's like smoking or anything else, but there's no nicotine involved.
No,
there's money involved.
Oh yeah, and that's worse.
Yeah, people gamble away their kids' education the whole bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's and I've said this before. If you were listening,
that's what you have to do. That's what my boyfriend should do. He said, "I've said this before, but let me say it again. Let me reiterate."
Well, but I'm immediately accusing you of not listening to me, and you might have.
And I don't mind it, Ron. You know what? Let's try to see the humor in life. Let's try to see the humor in everything. Right. Thank you.
Well, that's what I think I do.
You do.
And you're a humorist.
I am.
You're the humorist.
That's what I say when people laugh at me when I say things. I say, well, I am a humorist.
That's true.
Yeah, they say, yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Massachusetts actually boasts that it is the most successful lottery system statewide. For a state.
You mean?
Statewide. No, for a state in the entire country. Right. Massachusetts is the most successful state.
Right, I think
state.
I have heard that.
Yes. And and I'm thinking, what are you saying? We manipulate our citizens to throw their money away at us. I mean, it's just like, what are you saying when you say that you're successful?
Yeah.
That people are losing. If you're successful, it's because most people are losing everything. So what are you doing?
Where
what are
I
you
work,
touting that for?
Where I work, in just one place in Massachusetts that sells tickets, scratch tickets alone average $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
Just in my one establishment, because I do sometimes it's 1,600, sometimes it's 900.
Yeah.
That's not even the numbers games, the Powerballs, all that. That's not including that. That's scratch tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking $1,000 a day in one place per day.
It's pathetic. It's not something to boast about. It's pathetic.
It scares me a little when I look at those numbers. When I close out the store, you see that. And you're just like, wow, people are doing this.
They do that. And then they have signs. And on the screen when you play Keno, it says, if you have a gambling problem, please seek help. You gave me the gambling problem.
That's to cover themselves, you know, to feel like, we told you we can't be responsible. Drink responsibly. Yeah. Gamble responsibly. Right. Gamble responsibly makes no sense to me. like take shoot heroin responsibly. Right. You know, hello.
Make sure your needles are clean.
Jesus, does it need to be said?
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing and strange. If I were successful state lottery, I'd shut up.
Yeah, I don't gamble. I don't gamble.
I don't either. That's one habit I don't need to develop.
You know, I see it happening. If I were going to do it, I'd be doing it by now because I've been there months and I see it all the time. Sure. And I can be like, well, let me just get a taste. Yeah. Let me just see what this
is
all
about. That's all it takes, Tori. It's all it takes is a taste. And again, as I've said on the show, but you didn't hear it, is that it's interesting when somebody wins something on a scratch ticket or Keno or something. They win like $40 or $200.
But they've spent more. They always tell me
that. Yes, they go crazy. They celebrate. Hey, I'm buying drinks for everybody. How much did you spend to get here?
Right, right, right.
Oh, I guess I'm in the hole $5,000,
yeah, you know,
though.
Exactly.
Is it? Come on, man.
It is. Yeah, you're right.
Come on. Take the brain that you were given when you were born and use it.
Yes.
God. And some people say, well, I find gambling entertaining. Try sex. It's a lot more fun.
You know what my mom told me?
What?
That there's something called, and I didn't look this up yet, so forgive me if I'm not saying it correctly, sure. But she told me that there are alerts, they're called satellite alerts, that you can get to your phone,
yes,
and they'll let you know what time a satellite is going over, and you can go outside and look at it.
Oh, absolutely, yes,
you
knew it's that? Online, it's been online forever.
I know, see, my mom has to tell
they
me things like
that.
They
used to do it with the space shuttle.
I knew that, because I lived near there, and I used to watch them go off, and I could see them in the sky from where I live in Florida. Yeah. Right.
No, online, they say when it's passing over your house, and how high up.
Is that at daylight or nighttime?
They tell you daylight, but it makes no sense because you can't.
Wait a minute.
Nighttime.
I can see airplanes. It's further away than that.
They're a little
though.
Higher.
Right,
little
so
higher.
It's light. So it's got to be at night.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like a star.
It's
that moves.
Yeah, it's shining. It's the sun reflecting of the thing. Yes, indeed. You can see the International Space Station, too.
I need to. Without a telescope?
Absolutely without a telescope. It looks like a moving star.
Okay.
Sometimes quite bright.
Right.
And it passes right over your house.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I want.
Or your
get.
Pond, whatever.
All right, I'm going to look.
Yeah, they've been doing that forever.
Could have been a flying car. I don't know.
Someday that will. Hey, get
air
the
taxi.
Flying car out of the way.
Air
I can't see the satellite.
Air taxi. Come land here. Land here. I need to take you.
Yeah, what do you do? Stand in front of your house and go,
oh, that's what I was wondering. Hey, like a cab, does it come to you? You have to go to an airport. Then how do you get to the airport? You need another cab.
Yeah, this is kind of stupid.
How do you
this
get to the
I'm
flying taxi?
You, it is so
dude.
Stupid.
I don't know.
It's too stupid.
It's not going to come to my. There's no way to land.
Stupid.
What are you going to do?
The only thing they could do, how many people can they fit in this thing?
I don't even know. It goes 50 miles. It's brand new.
Yeah.
It's just a flying car.
Yeah.
It goes 50 miles. It's electric.
So it's not going to be a bus or anything. It's too heavy.
It's just a taxi.
Yeah. So you know,
2023.
You know who's going to take advantage of this?
Donald Trump.
The rich freaking business people.
Of course.
Who can spend.
They can afford it.
It ain't going to be cheap. It's not going to be bus fare.
Nope. It's not going to Brooklyn.
Nope. So they can afford it while the rest of us just sit here and take the hazards thereof.
Yeah, we take the not so safe other kind of air taxi.
Come on, man.
The pontoon. The air pontoon. We don't know. We've only had one problem. It comes out of New Delhi and it will visit you in 2 years.
Yeah, that's true.
It will take 2 years to get to you.
You got the accent down pretty good,
too.
I
have many accents for you. Namaste. Right. Namaste.
Here's a stupid story.
Oh, God. Aren't they all?
Yeah. A Burger King customer is suing Burger King for allegedly reneging on its promise of a lifetime supply of free meals.
Oh, no. Who would want that?
Well, it's to compensate for enduring more than an hour locked in a foul-smelling bathroom.
Oh, apparently, I don't like the story already.
In Oregon in mid-December, Curtis Bruner, of all people.
Bruner again.
Yep.
This guy.
He got locked, the door locked behind him in a bathroom at Burger King. Which is like what I call the room of piss.
How do you not get out of that, though? Can't you knock? Hello, I'm locked in here.
I guess
needed to use it for an hour?
I guess people just, I don't know.
I don't know.
He says it was an hour.
Ugh.
I guess they couldn't get
Jimmy
the door
open.
Yeah. Well, nobody.
Jimmy wasn't around.
No, that was the problem.
Yeah. Where was Jimmy when you need him?
Yeah.
He's never around.
No, that's the problem with these people. So they couldn't get him out. And that was it. So he was going to sue him. He was in there for well over an hour. Locksmith finally came in and broke him out.
What a snowflake. Really? You get a sue because you were in a bathroom for an
hour?
Apparently,
dude. The guy couldn't breathe because of all the pee and everything. And if you've been to Burger King, it's a whopper in there.
Oh, no.
So,
I don't like this story.
So they said, okay, you can have free meals.
And then they reneged.
Yeah, they said, hey, you're out now.
We'll show him. We'll give him free meals. He thinks he's in trouble now. Really? He's going to live in a bathroom.
I would consider that to be more of a sense.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
How about some cash? Cashola works for me.
Yeah,
when I sue, yeah. I want the cash. I don't want the burgers.
I know, seriously.
Or the macaroni and cheese. Get out of here. Right. Go away with your food.
How about a 26-pound tub of macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, no, I don't even want food. Okay. I wish I didn't have to eat. It's a necessary evil. I've talked about that. I don't like eating, sleeping, and going to the bathroom.
All right.
I want to be an IE.
That's crazy.
An AI,
that's
I mean.
That's crazy. Well, you're not, and you need you need stuff. Don't you like to eat?
No.
Really?
I get stomach aches every time I eat.
I guess that would change things somewhat.
You know.
That's horrible.
Whatever.
You gotta do something about this.
I've thought about it, but it doesn't seem to work out. I've been to Beth Israel GI people. They can't.
Every time you eat everything?
Most of the time when I eat.
There's gotta be something going on here.
Well, hey, at least I'm not stuck in a bathroom at Burger King. You know, I gotta look at the bright side.
The bright side.
I always try to, you know. Yeah. You know me, I'm just a ray of sunshine.
I think that's why I told you that story.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen to this.
Would you rather?
That's the Georgettes.
Oh, yes. They're lovely.
Would you rather? This is a game that we play every Monday with Tori here. It became somewhat of a standard segment.
I invented this game. You're welcome. I invented that song. That's me singing. I'm an ex-Georgette.
Would you rather lie about everything you're saying, or would you rather?
Be Donald Trump or Ron Van Dam? Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Because you know what? If you were Donald Trump, you could change things. If you were Donald Trump,
that's true.
Would you rather be Donald Trump or Ron Van Dam? There's my question. Hey, what do you know?
Well, just take his name, and nobody knows who he is.
You're Donald Trump. Now you have a chance to do something with the world. Make things right. Set things right, Ron.
Well, yes.
But you can't be you anymore. You give up everything. Now you're Donald Trump. You're president for the next 2 years.
Do I get his money?
Yes, you're Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. I'll do it.
Really?
Sure.
You're Donald Trump.
Well, but I'm going to be nice all of a sudden.
Okay. But you've already made... Do you understand that he's lived a long time and he's done a lot of things?
Yes.
You're stuck with that baggage. As
oh,
well,
you didn't say that. See,
you're stuck with Don Jr.
You have
Ivanka.
No,
you have ex-wives.
Oh, no.
You have a baby.
No, no,
you
no.
have what's his nuts?
Is Jared going to be my my son-in-law?
Did I not say who you are? You're Donald Trump, dude.
I just thought you meant I'm taking his place.
Oh no, you're not Ron Van Dam anymore.
You're Donald Trump.
Oh
no, I can't.
Really? You don't want to fix everything?
No, why are
you're
you
the president?
You're arguing with yourself.
That's different.
No matter what I say,
Ron.
What?
What's your answer? What's your final answer? Do you want to phone a friend?
I think it'd be exciting to be Donald Trump, but if I could correct everything, then it would be worth it.
Well, what
but
is
at
your,
a point,
what is,
as Donald Trump, I would say, you know, I'm really Ron Van Dam.
They're not going to believe you because you look and sound like Donald Trump. They'll think you're insane. They'll lock you up. You can't say I'm Ron Van Dam, really.
They think he's insane. They're going to lock him up
anyway. No, so. Don't you want to write the be a social justice for the world?
Oh, my God. You're going back and forth.
All right. You already said.
How about you? How about you?
No, I don't want to be him.
Okay.
Because you know what? He's an asshole. What am I supposed to do? There's no way to fix that. You think there's a way to fix it? I'm not so sure. He's got a lot of irons and many fires.
I could fix anything he's doing. Anything he's doing.
So then you want to be him.
I could fix him, but then I want to go back to being me after that.
Okay. But then he'll still be back to his normal yucky self.
No, he's done. He's finished.
Okay. He's finished. All right. Your question.
He can't go back. I can.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather win an Academy Award or an Olympic medal?
Well, as shallow as this may sound, I want to win the Academy Award.
I agree with you.
Do you? Because you know what? I'm not that good in the sports. Mm-hmm. Maybe the gymnastics where they jump around with those ribbons.
Yep.
I might be able to do that.
Yep.
Or like, no, curling. Mm-hmm. I could win a curling thing. If I learned how to do it, I could probably be in the competition. But you know what? The Academy, I'm acting right now. All I do is act. Everything is a role with me. I'm all by myself in my room. It's still a role. Mm-hmm. So I don't even need an audience. I realized that today, actually.
I'll tell you why I would rather win the Academy Award.
Okay.
Because it's an award given by my peers.
Aha. Not a committee that's deciding.
Correct.
With scores.
With scores and holding up numbers. How demeaning is that?
And that's too, like, what's the word? From their point of view, not necessarily the way it is. It's subjective?
Subjective is a good word for
that's
you.
That's what it kind of is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your turn.
Oh, here's one interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting one. Mm-hmm. I'm dyslexic, sorry. Would you rather be the first person to explore a new planet or invent a drug that cures a deadly disease?
Invent a drug that cures a deadly disease.
As soon as I asked that, I said, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Ron's not exploring his backyard.
I won't
He's not going to. He won't even climb a mountain and jump off.
Seriously?
What's going on? What's going on here?
Of course I'm not going to. What, are you?
No. Okay. Yes, I will I will climb a mountain, but
with
I won't jump off.
With a parachute.
Even then, I don't know. Yeah, I'm afraid of heights. I didn't cure the disease. What a silly question.
You know something I don't understand is bungee cords.
Oh, yeah, the bungee jumping?
Yeah, I don't quite understand that.
Oh.
Because, first of all, I would have a heart attack anyway.
That's the exhilaration. It's the adrenaline you're looking for.
It's called a heart attack,
Well, it's adrenaline. That's what they're looking
faint,
for.
I would faint and have a heart attack.
I'm sure that happens. But the adrenaline junkies love it.
Yeah.
Because you're really getting that sensation that this is, I could die at any second, but I'm not going to. So it's tricking your brain a little bit.
In a sense, I'm thinking in my brain, like, this may not work out.
Well, that's even more adrenaline.
No.
It's a win-win.
No.
And if it doesn't work out, it's over quick. It's over quick, rather.
That's actually terrifying yourself on purpose.
Yeah.
Playing a joke against yourself
is
what it's doing.
What do you want?
I don't need that kind of exhilaration.
You don't, but other people
you're
might.
You're talking about that's a way of getting adrenaline. I would pee anyway.
Oh, my God. This one's a silly one.
All right.
What, did I answer it?
No, did you?
What was the question?
If you're going to jump from a mountain, wait a minute. Academy Award? No, that's all.
Oh, Academy Award. Yeah,
yeah. You didn't answer your own question.
Yeah, I did. What? Yeah, I'm going to invent the drug. Yeah, I'm not going to go to a planet.
You agree with me? Okay.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No. Silly
question. As you already told me.
I'm not offended.
Okay.
Are you?
Okay. No.
Okay. See, buffering.
Okay.
Would you rather breathe underwater or walk through walls?
I have to digest this one.
I know, a little bit.
It shocked me. Breathe underwater, walk through walls.
You could get out. No one could ever contain you.
Walk through walls. I don't need to go underwater for anything.
There's scuba, isn't there? Don't they have those tanks full of oxygen? Can I just poke one of them?
I don't know where you've been at, Tori, but I have never been underwater before in my life. I might have just fallen in by mistake, but I've never been underwater.
Because you're a vampire?
No, because you can't breathe down there.
Right.
But I would love to walk through walls because that happens up here. Yeah, you're right. I could never be contained.
Put him in prison? How?
Be perfect.
You could do what you want.
I'd get out of the Burger King bathroom.
There you go. What was that guy's name? Dude, that Brunner. It's always him.
Silly.
It's always that Brunner
guy. Silly guy.
Yeah, all right. I'll agree with you. I'm going to walk through the walls, but not floors because I couldn't be standing. How could I walk anywhere? I'd be falling all the time.
Absolutely.
No floors, just walls.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you didn't say floors.
Because how could we stand on a floor? That's what I always wonder about these movies with these ghosts you're watching. How are they not falling through the floor they're walking on? They're just a spirit, right?
Well, that's why they're not
falling.
They
walk through the wall, but how do they not fall through the floor?
Well, they float through the wall. They don't They don't walk.
Well,
although, here's something about those ghost shows that doesn't make any sense. The ghost hunters, they're in the house, and then they hear footsteps upstairs.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, it must be the spirit of Bobby.
Yeah, my point exactly.
Your spirit doesn't have shoes.
It doesn't. How is it not falling through the floor if it's walking through the wall or floating?
So that I don't get.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, I don't think they make noise. And how do they knock something over? I mean,
Did you see the movie Ghost, though?
Yes, I did.
With Patrick Swayze?
Yes, I did.
Who died from smoking?
Yes. Not in the movie.
No, but pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
He stabbed to death in the movie.
Yeah.
And that was really sad. Oh, my gosh, that movie, when I saw it in 1990, I was crying.
I know.
Like, aw.
I know.
Whoopi Goldberg won the Academy Award. Speaking of Academy Awards for that role.
And about the only way that she would win one.
Exactly.
Well, she was in The Color Purple.
Oh, yeah. She was really good in that.
She was very good in that.
Really good.
I don't think she won the award.
She got nominated,
for it.
I think.
Now she's just on a show called The View.
I don't watch that.
Yeah.
I don't watch television, really. You watch it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no.
I watched the first part of it when they're actually
debating. These are all women
yapping,
though, right? These broads at a table going blah, 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 blah.
That's a little sexist, Tori. They're not yapping. They're talking. Men don't yap.
That's like watching ESPN. It's a man's version. Just they're all talking football, Tom Brady, Super Bowl.
They're talking social things and politics.
Women and men. They talk.
It's excellent, though.
I stay away from all of it.
All right. Okay. All right. Here's one for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have a unicorn horn in the middle of your head or a squirrel tail?
Ooh, I've already had one of those removed. Guess which
one?
I wish you could see Ron's face. I'm going to go with the tail, only because the horn, how am I supposed to get through a day?
You can't hide
I could hurt somebody. Well, I'd poke a kid's eyes out. Like, how am I going to pick up my little grandbabies?
You can't.
They'd be grabbing at it all the
time.
That's
a good point, but it's visible.
It's a good point. I see what you did there.
You did. I didn't see what I did.
I know, because I always see everything, unfortunately.
You can't hide it unless you wear your hat forward a lot.
No. It's dangerous.
But the tail, I can wear pants.
I think it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I could I could get a YouTube people. Channel. Yeah, you know.
Some people
get
might
some
really
subscribers.
Like
subscribers. You can sub me. I'll make some money.
All right, so you're going to go for the tail as well,
right?
So to speak.
No, This is. I'm not even going to read that one because that's already. I don't even need to. The first. I don't even need the second answer.
Don't even.
First one I just stopped at.
Yeah.
Because that's it.
I think we've
that's
been
the
there.
Answer. We have. I think these are repeats. Yeah. Here you go. I didn't see this one before. Okay. Would you rather age only from the neck up, or age only from the neck down?
Ooh,
this is a unicorn squirrel tail thing.
This is a vanity question, is what this is.
Absolutely.
One is utilitarian and one is vanity.
Sure.
Because we don't use our face like we do the rest of our body to manipulate and do things. I'm going to have to say I would rather age the face, although it's difficult. But yeah, if it's a choice, yeah, I can't. You wouldn't. Then you'd be pretty, but
how are you
going to
win the Academy Award? What are you going to do, Ron?
I'm going to win the Academy Award first. Matter of priorities.
Maybe you could be like an old person. You could be like the old timer, and you could still win the award.
Yeah, you could. You could play those parts.
Yeah.
And then also, if you age, you know, there are ways to take care of your face to make you look younger.
Right.
But you can't sacrifice your body for a functioning
properly. You know what? I'm going to age from the neck up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? I don't want to have to all of a sudden take my clothes off and people go, oh! What's happening there? I'd rather they go, oh, hello there. I must ask you a question.
Look at granny now.
I am a granny. But my body my body does not reflect that yet.
It does not.
So let's just keep this thing going. Okay,
yeah,
shall
good.
We?
You're
thank
good.
You. Thank
you're
you.
Good.
All right,
fine.
I'm good. That's what my boyfriend tells me.
Everything's
I'm good.
Fine there.
Everything's good.
Well, if that's what he says, then that's what he said.
I know. He's getting a chuckle
okay.
right now.
All right. One okay. last one coming out of me.
All right. That sounds so...
I know. Mm-hmm. Would you... This is a food thing, so I apologize to begin with.
All right. Okay.
Would you rather eat a pizza every day as your meal or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Every day.
Well, it's, you know, neither, but pizza has gluten. If it's gluten-free pizza... I'm going to change my answer. If it's dairy-free ice cream, I might want that too.
This game is not that advanced.
It should be. It
needs to be.
Getting
into the ingredients.
It needs to be advanced.
Is gluten-free? Is it GMO? Was it raised by a pig?
That's right. Were any animals harmed in the making of this food? Is it a veggie pizza?
I don't know what to do. I mean, I guess the ice cream, because I think it might be a little more, as much as there's a lot of sugar, eating cheese every day, I'm going to have other problems.
We've been over that, yeah.
Yeah
no. I'm gonna go with frozen yogurt. I'm gonna change the ingredients.
Oh, well, I don't think that was.
I'm sorry. Tori's version of ice cream is different.
And I'm gonna have the pizza with the lobster and the, and
okay,
the steak.
Right. You want the pineapple pizza? Yes. Then you get your fruit.
And bring me the check. All right. All right. There you have it.
We had it.
Where's
my song? Where's my closing song?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't we get a theme?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Come on, Georgettes.
Would you rather?
I just saw a question I'm going to ask you next week. It's perfect.
Yes,
you'll never be able to answer it.
Save it.
Listen next week. Everyone, listen next week for the Ron question. You'll not be able to answer.
Well, hey, we wish everybody a happy Monday. Monday's a very difficult day for most people.
Well, sometimes it's a holiday. What are you talking about? You get the day off of work, dum-dums. Enjoy it.
What?
What? We just had Martin Luther King Day. We have Memorial Day. We have Labor Day. It's always on a Monday. So I'm sick of you crabbing about Mondays.
You just mentioned like maybe three or four Mondays out of 52.
So?
Wow, you're stretching here.
President's Day. You want another one? I'll sit here all day, Van Damme.
Okay.
I'll pull him out of my ears.
As soon as you said President's Day, you shut me up.
Thank you. Next.
We're done. As I've said so many times. So have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.